prepares for competition by exercising and practicing. According to Paul speaking on Corinthians, says that we are athletes and we're running a race. So the Christian life is a race, and it's not a sprint. So it's a marathon. Amen. And for this, you need endurance. Amen. And you need a stamina. I know when I have tried to run, I get exhausted very easily. And that's because I don't have the stamina. But, you know, in order for us to get the stamina, we need training. Amen. Okay, so I wanted to read to you a verse. Maybe you want to follow along, but I'll read it to you. This is 2 Timothy 2:21. It says, "If therefore anyone cleanses himself from these, he will be a vessel unto honor, Amen. Sanctified, Amen. Useful to the master, Amen. Prepared unto every good work." A couple of phrases I would like to highlight here. It says, useful to the master. We are here and we want to be useful to the master. Amen. Also, he says, prepare. It says, to every good work. Amen. The word useful, you know, it means, has the significance of practice. But prepare implies training. In order for us to carry the profession as priests and kings, we need training. So I want to give you two examples of two brothers in the New Testament who were really useful to the Lord. One is of the Apostle Paul. You probably already know that he wrote multiple epistles. But you probably did not know that, you know, as he was trained himself, he also trained others. In Acts 19, he said that he taught for 2 years in the school of Tyrannus. And what did he do at the end of his life? You know, we see that he had a rented dwelling, and he was teaching there. You know, we see a product of his teaching, of his schooling, is the apostle, amen, is Luke. You know, what did he do? You might not have considered this, but this morning I was very much enlightened by Brother Rick. I was fellowshipping with Brother Rick, and he enlightened me. He was sharing how useful Luke was. What did he do? Well, he wrote 2 books, the Gospel according to Luke, and he also wrote the Acts. But in his writing, we're able to see that he was under the schooling, the teaching of Paul. You know, throughout the Acts, we see that he spent a lot of time with the Apostle Paul. You know, Luke himself was a physician. That means he had a lot of training. So now we come to us, right? Well, where are we? We are, this week, we are in a training, Amen. Right? And, you know, being trained by the Lord. Amen. And, you know, in our fellowships we had this morning, in the matter of our personal time with the Lord, after our time, I fellowship with a brother and ask him, "How was your time?" And you know what he said? "Well, after that time, I was energized. I think I was ready. I was ready to, you know, to receive more." You know, so, you know, in that sense, we're being instructed here. We're being brought into the fellowship. You know, we're being trained. Also, what about the gospel line? I was really much encouraged within the gospel, you know, to go out and preach the gospel. That's a matter of training. So, but if you think about it, this is only 1 week. You know, if you go to school for 4 years, and if you come to every college training, you go to school, you're trained for 4 weeks or 1 month. And do you think a month is sufficient for us to carry on or fulfill the profession of a priest or a king? Think about it. I don't think so. You know, in the world, the princes are groomed from a very young age. And they're taking care of, you know, being trained to carry out this duty. But how about us? You know, praise the Lord. Amen. The Lord gave us a provision. And this is the full-time training in Anaheim. And you know, this is a 2-year program where you come in and you are under the Lord's training. You are being trained in life, truth, and service. You know, a normal day would be you come together, you breakfast, and then you go out and have a personal time. You know, and then you are ready to receive. Like this brother said, you know, "I'm ready to receive what the Lord has to give me." Amen. You know, that's what we want, a personal time we were ready to receive. So, and then we have the Lord's instruction, the Lord's training in a classroom setting. And after that, we have the practice. You know, we have what to call, what's the word that I was looking for? Practicum. Or it's just when you go out and you practice what you have learned. So that is what we do in the afternoons. You know, there are three areas where you could choose to practice. There is the community, and there is the junior high and high school, and there's also the campus. I believe some of you are beneficiaries of this campus. You know, you probably have come in contact with some of these trainees. So this is the Lord's sovereign arrangement for us to be here at this age and have a place where we could be trained. Amen. You know, to where we could be useful to the master, to prepare unto every good work. Amen. So this afternoon we will have a couple of testimonies of some trainees who are there at the moment and who will be sharing the testimonies and their experience. Amen. So we will encourage them to come up and take some time.
Yeah, so how about you all come up? It'll be a little crowded up here. Maybe we'll stand up the group during the testing. And so just so everybody's aware, we're gonna go a little bit into the regular dinner time. So don't worry. We know how the clock is going. We're gonna end around 6:15. They'd like to share some of their testimony of being in the training, getting to the training, and we'll have an opportunity to ask some questions. Okay. So, amen.
One and a half minutes.
Oh, yeah, guitar. Can we have a guitar? 1.5 minutes. They're being trained. They can do it. All right, so. The guitar will.
June.
All right. This is my prayer.
Amen. Praise the Lord for the full-time training.
Amen.
I just wanted to share a little bit of my personal testimony. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Amen. So my name is Julia Brown. I am from Norman, Oklahoma, and I serve on Orange Coast Community College? College, sorry, OCC. I'm sorry, I'm kind of nervous. Okay, amen. So I serve at OCC, and I just finished my first term in the training. And I just wanted to share a little bit of my experience of coming to the training just this last, over this last year. And really a lot of my experience has to do with prayer. My personal experience was that I didn't have a strong desire to go to the training. I didn't really see a need, and it wasn't something that was attractive to me. Mm-hmm. But my heart was that I didn't want to be completely close to the Lord if He wanted me to go. Mm-hmm. So I just came to the Lord in a simple and genuine way and just told Him, Lord, I have no desire to go to the training, but I don't want to limit You. So if You want me to go, You have to get me there. Mm-hmm. And so my experience coming to the training wasn't that I got a huge vision to go or a huge revelation, but it was just through these simple and genuine prayers with the Lord that He, like, gently drew me to come. And I'm so thankful that I came. And also just a short other experience. Before I came to the training, a couple of brothers encouraged the college students to pursue learning a different language. And that was actually something that was really practical and helpful for me. And I was able to minor in Spanish in college. And that's actually something that I'm so thankful that I did, that I'm able to use in the training and hopefully use in the future for the Lord to be a useful member in His body.
Amen. Amen. Saints, my name is Carmen Ortega. I just finished also my first term in the full-time training, and I serve in Irvine. I serve with the college students in Irvine. Say a little bit what Julia said, I majored in Spanish, so the Lord, hopefully we'll be able to use that in the future. Anyway, so before I came to the training, I don't know if you guys have ever heard, but I mean, you can go and visit the training for 2 days or a week, but you don't only go and observe, but you actually become a trainee as well, because you get to participate in the classes. You take notes, and you actually go to the campuses, and preach the gospel, or you go with the young people, and you go to the homes and everything. So you basically get an experience of what the training is like. So I visited twice my first year in college, and I went in with a lot of concepts, and I didn't like it at all. But praise the Lord, I went again. I went again my last year in college, and I was just, at this time, I was just really open to the Lord. So when I went, I really enjoyed it. It was a really good atmosphere. So that really solidified my decision in going to the training full time. So basically my experience, you know, if you can, you know, if you have the desire of going and you just want to check it out, you can go and visit it if you want to.
I just want to say that the full-time training is really enjoyable. And I think part of the reason it's so enjoyable for me is, oh, sorry, my name, Lord Jesus. That's not my name. My name is Leon Dean. I went to school in Austin, Texas, and I just finished my second term, and I serve at OCC as well. So, yes, the training is still enjoyable. And so what I was saying is part of the reason I think it's so enjoyable for me is the preparations that I made for the training during college. And so the one thing by far that helped me prepare the most for the training is this, and that is reading the Bible in college. Amen. And so sometimes we refer to the training as a Bible school. And it's kind of true that everything in the training, our experiences, our classes, everything is based on the Bible. There's different levels to the truth in the Bible. There's the facts, there's the revelations, which are a little bit deeper, and then there's the visions, which are a little bit broader. But it all starts with the facts in the Bible. So if you don't know the facts in the Bible, you can't really receive that much when you're there in the training, in the classes. And you can't have the experiences that that are based on the Bible. So it's really important to, it was really helpful coming into the training having read through the Bible. And so this is my experience of reading through the Bible in college. My freshman year, the church where I was meeting with, they started a Bible reading schedule. And the first time through, I failed. And the second time through, I failed as well. And the third time, I failed as well. But eventually, I was able to pick up the habit and read through the Bible, the New Testament a few times in college, and also the Old Testament once actually before college. I wish I would have read the Old Testament in college as well. But praise the Lord for the Bible. And we can read the Bible, we can read the Bible in college.
Amen. Amen. Hi, my name is Kathy, and I just finished my second term of the training, and I serve with Anaheim Young People. So I'd just like to share my experience coming right before the training. I came into the church life as a sophomore in high school, and my parents were meeting for some time, but eventually they stopped meeting. So fast forward a couple years, last semester of college, this matter of the training began to rise up within me. I knew I wanted to go. I even consecrated to go to the training in this exact same building. But there was one obstacle, my parents. They didn't want me to come, and my dad even told me, you worked so hard to get your degree, and now you're wasting it. I didn't want to disappoint them, and so that was a real time of struggle for me. But the Lord really led me to pray read it, the word in Matthew 10:37-38, where says, and he who loves father or mother above me is not worthy of me, and he who loves son or daughter above me is not worthy of me, and he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. So this word really struck me, and the Lord really touched me that I need to follow him. So it caused me to be desperate to pray for my parents. I prayed with everyone I could for them, prayed with my companions, with my home meeting, with the older saints, with everyone I could. But through the prayer, although in the end they still did want me to go, but eventually they allowed me to go. So that was only because of the prayer. And since being in the training, actually my experience has been a real blessing for them because I've been able to shepherd them unlike I could before. And also he's just been faithful to supply them through me. So just be faithful to follow the Lord, and he'll take care of everything else.
Praise the Lord. My name is Daniela, and I just finished my second term in the training. I went to UCLA, and I studied nursing, and now I'm serving at OCC. So I'm just going to share a little bit about how I got to the training. So I consecrated to go to the training when I was very young, and I never questioned that desire until my senior year in college. And this was because the anxiety of my classmates about their future and their career, it started getting into my head. And so I started getting really anxious about my career. What am I going to do? You know, I can't just give up nursing. And at the same time, I was interning at a hospital, and I'd been interning for about 4 months. And at the end of these four months, the nurse manager came and she offered me a job. And she said I didn't even have to apply. She said you could start in the fall. And this was my dream position. It was my dream hospital, you know, my dream job. And so she gave me a week to decide. And so I was torn, you know, the training or my dream job. So this caused me to really spend a lot of precious times with the Lord. And I realized that I didn't need to seek an answer. I needed to seek a person. So I was just there, you know, spending time before the Lord, sitting at his feet like Mary. And he gave me the footnote, Luke 10:42. You know, Mary had chosen the good part. And the footnote said that that the Lord desires that his loved ones just listen to him and sit at his feet rather than doing something not according to his will. So there I was, and when he gave me this footnote, I just had perfect peace. I just realized that the Lord was accepting the training and rejecting this job. And immediately the flow of life was just there. Amen. So I went back and I told that nurse manager, I'm sorry, but I'm going to a Bible school. And it just opened the way for me even to preach the gospel a little bit to her. And so, praise the Lord, I'm in the training. Amen. It's the best decision I've made.
Hi, I'm Joanna, and I just finished my second term, and I serve at OCC. So one of the reasons I really treasure the training is that it showed me that I can't live without the Lord. And it really showed me how precious and valuable having set times with the Lord are. So I just realized that for my Christian life and church life, I can't go on if I don't have a personal, intimate relationship with him. And in college, I went to all the college trainings and the semi-annuals, and I kept hearing about having morning revival, having set times, but I never really put it into practice. And one of the funny things was the one week a year that I definitely had set times was during the college training. Besides that, it was mostly turning to the Lord when times were hard or during my exams. So it wasn't really until the training that I had a chance to find how enjoyable it is to have set times with the Lord. Yeah. And at first it was really hard because we were spending 20 to 30 minutes in the morning, and I just didn't have this habit built up. But then I became so desperate, and I was like, Lord, you have to show me how enjoyable it is and how real it is to have times with you, or else I just can't do it. And slowly through my first term, my second term, the Lord really broke through and showed me that having set times is a matter of life or death. So I really began to see the difference between a day that I wasn't turning to the Lord and a day where I did turn to the Lord. And even though I really wish that I had developed this habit in college, I just really enjoy that if we have the desire to have these times and we just bring it to the Lord, he has a way to fulfill it. Amen. So we have to come to him and tell him earnestly, we want these set times, and then he will carry it out.
Amen. Hi, my name is Joseph, and I also finished my second term in the training, and I also serve at OCC. So I grew up in the church life, and when I was in college, I went to a college training. But it wasn't until I got to the full-time training that I really got to know my spirit. And so I just want to share about exercising my spirit. 1 Timothy 4:7 says, exercise your spirit unto godliness. And so in this verse, godliness means Christ lived out through us.
Amen.
And so for today, for us, Christ is in our spirit. So for Christ to be lived out through us, we need to exercise our spirit. And so the reason this verse says exercise is because our spirit is a muscle. And to properly use a muscle, you need to, you know, work it out. You know, you need to train it. So in the full-time training, I've been enjoying having my spirit train. Constantly using my spirit over and over and over again to the point where it's become so easy to use my spirit.
Amen.
It's become so easy to pray.
And
it's become so easy just to praise the Lord.
Amen.
And so, yes, in the college trainings, you learn to touch the Lord in the mornings. And in college, I functioned when I went to the meetings. But in the full-time training, there are just so many opportunities to exercise your spirit.
Amen.
Your morning times are scheduled. Your team prayer times are scheduled. Your house prayer times are scheduled. And even not in those times, I just find myself calling on the Lord. You know, exercising my spirit to depend on him because he's our breath. And so just eventually I found it so easy to be one spirit with the Lord all day. And so the more we strengthen and stretch our spirit muscle, the easier and easier it becomes to be one with the Lord.
Amen. Hi, I'm Dimna, and I went to school in the Philippines. And I just finished my first term in the training, sent from LA, and I'm serving in Orange, Santiago Canyon College. Yeah, growing up in the church life, I thought that the ups and downs in my Christian life was just so normal. Like especially after training and conferences, like my spirit is just so burning where I can't stop myself sharing this Christ that I enjoy to others, especially in the meetings. But it's always like this, that after a couple of days, there's like a cooling down. Like, it's hard for me to speak Christ in the meetings and share this Christ to others. But being in the full-time training, I realized that having a burning spirit always is just so normal. Amen. In 2 Timothy 1:7, God has given us a spirit of power and of love and of sober-mindedness, and that we have to find into flame this gift of God. Amen. In the training, I've been enjoying finding into flame this gift of God. Amen. There's this one particular experience that in the meeting, like, after the message, there was a time for sharing, that there was no specific feeling to speak, but I know deep within, I want to speak. Like, the Lord's telling me, go and speak. So I went to the microphone, and I'm just asking the Lord, Lord, what to speak? But I myself already have prepared something. But the Lord gave me another point. I just trusted the Lord that point, and I spoke that point. So I realized that speaking, in our speaking, we cannot only supply others, but even ourselves are so supplied also. Yeah. Man, by just exercising our spirit, our function as member of the body just flow out. The Lord has afforded me these more experiences of him in the training, because at the start of the training, I had this written consecration with him, allowing him fully to work himself into me, in my outward environment and in my inward being.
Amen. Sorry. So just, I was taking a couple of notes, and those from who were sharing from being in the training, they say they have so many times to come to him, right? So many opportunities to exercise their spirit, and to be burning and to be consecrated becomes normal, right? Doesn't this sound so good? But then related to getting there, some key words is to be open, to pray, to be consecrated, and to choose. All right, open, pray, consecrated, and choose. But there's one other thing. Is good. We do need to be open. We need to pray. We need to choose, right? But there is something that we need to do to prepare, okay? One of the requirements for coming to the training is to have read through the entire Bible during or before, so during your college years or before. And as more and more are going to the training, they're putting more and more emphasis on this requirement. So, you know, as we share this to you, we would hate that you would be open, that you'd be consecrated, you would pray, and then not read your Bible. And then after 4 years, you apply and they say, sorry, we know you love the Lord, but we don't have room, and you didn't finish your Bible. So we just like to give this matter to you that if you read a chapter a day of the Bible, do you know how long it takes to finish? Anybody know? About 3 1/4 years, 3 years and 3 months, right? So if you are an incoming freshman and you have 4 years left, you have the right amount of time. If you read every day one chapter, right? So if you skip a couple days, you're going to need that full 4 years, right? So if you're not a freshman and you don't have 4 years, then you have some work to do, right? And but I don't want to say this in a way of scaring you. Even something Oscar shared at the beginning that the Christian life is not a sprint, but it is a marathon, which requires our endurance and our stamina. Okay, so is what to read the Bible? That doesn't mean you just jet through it now, right? Okay, I'm gonna cram the summer before. I'm gonna read through the whole thing, and you know I'll work it out. No, actually, if you do it, it's very attainable. The little pocket New Testament, if you read one page front and back a day, okay? One page, this thing. Yeah, not too big. One page front and back per day. You will finish it in about two-thirds of a year, so about 9 months, I think. So that's just a page, so a page a day, okay? So it is possible, it is doable, and actually you could do it multiple times, right? Leon's experience was you could do it multiple times, but you have to set, right? You have to prepare, and you have to make a schedule. And this is even somewhere where our companions become a big help, right? I know usually it's so easy to start off strong and then to drop, right? But whatever we could do to set a schedule, you know, there's some websites like readhisword.com. There's some Bible reading apps which show you the schedule every day. I got this little app that does encouragement. It says, reading the Bible today, that's pretty easy. So it's good, you know. amen, I can read my Bible today, right? So whatever we could do, even if Leon's experience was not a glowing success, but it's a habit that took time to be built up, right? You failed at least 3 times, right? But then how many times did you finish the New Testament?
I think like 4 or 5.
So, yeah, 4 or 5. So anyways, don't be so discouraged by your failures. Find a companion. This is even something to pray about, right? I mean, Lord, if you want me to go to the training, you need to help me get through my Bible, right? I want to know the word, right? Because like our brother shared, the Lord speaks based upon his word, right? So if someone's sharing and we are not at all familiar with the word, we're just, the amount that we can receive is very diminished. So I would really just encourage us all in these years to say, Lord, how can I get through the Bible, right? Lord, in this next year, I want to finish my New Testament, right? And as we'll see more and more in this training, this is not actually, it's not for the training. It's for right now. Our reading the Bible now, anyways, we'll see more and more. This is our, anyways, I don't want to give away tonight, but this is how we eat Jesus, right? This is good, right? Amen.